All the major spiritual traditions and the minor ones too, actually, they all speak about this concept of oneness. Oneness. The interconnected nature of all phenomena. And this theory of oneness is, it's a great theory, but it can be difficult to understand in practice because although we hear from the great lamas, the teachers, the masters, the gurus that we are all one, I still feel very separate from you. Unless we're connecting on a deep love level, and then of course we feel very close, but essentially I still feel separate from you, and I feel separate from that chair, and I feel separate from this microphone. But the teachings on oneness tell us that we're not separate. There is no separateness. We are all one, all interconnected. Now, if you really want to get into oneness, if you want to experience oneness at a practical level, then you need to get into lucid dreaming. In a lucid dream, which is a dream in which you are aware of the fact that you're dreaming as the dream is happening, you are everything. In a lucid dream, you are both the projector and the projected. You are both the dreamer and the dreamt. In a lucid dream, you are everything. In a lucid dream, you are the trees, you are the sky, you are the chair, you are the microphone, you are the you are the other dream characters. You are the wind in the trees, you are the leaves that blow as the wind blows through them. If you really want to experience oneness, experience lucid dreaming. And once you enter into that oneness in the lucid dream, you can enter into that oneness in this dream, the dream of waking life. And that's the real benefit of lucid dreaming. Now, the ironic thing about lucid dream practice is that it's a practice you do in the night. But the benefits don't come in...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?